It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trash Talking Tuesday.
What's going on with America?
Because everyone knows it's ridiculous.
You got game? Game.
It's a mess.
Here we go. What do you want to start with?
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
This is Trash Talking Tuesday.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Let's jump. Jump it up, pump it up, make it happen, my friends. Welcome. Trash Talking Tuesday continues. Thanks to Florence Recycling. And there is a lot to talk about. We've got, the candidates going at it. And, Tim Walz, he had to go after Vance, try to go after his book. Turns out that Kamala wrote a book which got some plagiarism in it. Rut-row, we'll get back to that and a lot of other things. But right now we've got State Representative Stan McClain in the House. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me this morning.
I think last time we saw you, Republican Executive Committee, the Ronald Reagan Black Tie Blue Jeans barbecue. Did you have a good time there?
I did. It was a very good time. Certainly some great speakers there. And it was just a lot of fun.
Now, you were running for State Senate District 9. That's Keith Perry's. He's termed out, so he's going to step down. Did they change the district much?
It changed a lot in redistricting. Currently, the new district is all of Marion County, all of Levy County, and then a portion of Alachua County, kind of south of Newberry Road, I guess, if you will. And then it does take in the university, so the university be in the district, not Santa Fe College, but the university will be, and kind of follows that line a little bit, and then out to the western part of Alachua County. So,
and you call Marion County home.
Yeah, Marion County
for a while. You were on the county commission.
I was, yeah.
And now state rep for how long?
8 years. Yes.
Okay.
I've done my penance in the House. So
right. So okay. Let me ask you this.
Sure.
Top priorities. You get up there to Tallahassee. What are some things you say, man? These are some things I want to dig into and try to get done.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, I think for me personally, I don't have a personal agenda like I want to do one certain thing, or there's something that's a burning issue for me from that perspective. But I do, you know, what I do want to do is go represent the people of the district. One of the things I've learned, you know, in my time in politics is most challenges that any community faces are somewhat universal, if you will. But certainly the things we want to continue to work on is making sure that, you know, we have an educated workforce, that, you know, our education system is the best it can be, that we're, you know, providing a workforce to the private sector. Transportation issues are always big, you know, from that perspective, making sure that we have good roads to be able to move goods and services and people around. And then, you know, I think just continuing to find ways to, you know, help businesses with the red tape that, you know, sometimes government does some overreach on at times, and, you know, try to remove some of those barriers so that people can operate in business. One of the things I heard last year was in Florida, about 2,200 new businesses were started in Florida, which means most of them were small business people,
right,
who are starting a business. And the red tape can certainly, for someone in, you know, a sole proprietor or whatever, can certainly be difficult. So, you know, we try to help, you know, try to find ways to lessen that burden.
Well, number one reason for failure of a upstart small business is undercapitalized. And one of the reasons that happens is they set aside a certain amount of money they think they can get through a year with, but they're delayed in opening because, like you said, government regulation, they had a different timetable and theirs was realistic. But the government says, well, it doesn't matter what's reasonable. This is what's going to happen. So I agree
with
you.
That's right.
Totally there. And then there's regulations that cause, you know, housing prices to go up. New housing, you can't really build an affordable house with all the regulations in a lot of areas. I know it's been a problem in Alachua County to build what we call affordable houses. And part of the reason is not just the government stuff, the growth, the incredible growth that Florida has seen. Now, that's a good thing in most ways, but it does tend to push home prices up, which can be a difficult burden, especially people on a fixed income. Eventually, you start to push them out, and then young people looking for their first house. But I can tell you, if we did a poll right now, number one concern for people is insurance. Homeowners insurance, flood insurance, hurricane insurance, and car insurance. Is there a remedy? You know, sometimes government can't help. But in this case, can the government do something to help to remedy this situation that's developing in Florida?
Sure. I think we can continue to work on those things. And just, you know, as an aside, I'm a builder by trade, so I kind of understand the building industry. And certainly it's one of the things that I work on a lot in Tallahassee. I probably file a bill almost every year of some sort that would help to either speed up the development process so that you can bring more lots online more quickly. You know, time is money, and anything you do, time is money. And so anytime you're slowing someone down from bringing a product to market, it certainly just it drives the cost up. And then, but back to the insurance issue, I think that, you know, we took a bunch of steps during the past couple years. We actually had a special session, so we've done several things. You know, at the time, we had the crisis that we had in the homeowners insurance industry was being somewhat, some of it was being driven by frivolous lawsuit stuff. So we made reforms there. Some of the other things that we did was, you know, we want to, at the time, the two biggest things were I can't even get insurance.
Right.
Or my costs are just going up every time I go to renew my policy, my cost is going up. So we took several steps to try to ensure that people would have, you know, number one, we would stop, you know, people would be able to get insurance, period. And then number two was stop this continuing escalation. We have accomplished that somewhat through the reforms that we've made. We need to continue to monitor those things, continue to keep an eye on it. We've had a lot of insurers that have come into the market. We lost a couple of insurers, but I think currently we're at like plus 8 or 9 new companies have been able to
enter
the market.
That's good news. Yeah.
Some of the things that we've done also is we've required them to have greater reserves so that they can cover claims whenever they come versus filing for bankruptcy or doing
pulling
whatever.
Pulling the plug and going, oh, well.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, there's nothing I can do because I don't have the money. So, I think we've taken several. So we'll have to continue to work on that. The storms, obviously, there's been some in the news. There's been a little bit of chatter that this could, you know, really upset the market. I think that we have enough backstops in place that it's not going to happen. One of the big things about this current situation we're in, a lot of this damage is from water, not from wind, and so most folks have wind coverage. The issue is going to be who had flood, and so there will be a bigger piece of this as we start to see the numbers. We're gonna see that probably a lot more of the damage was caused by flood than it was by wind.
You know, the fact that you're a builder by trade, let me ask you this, and I'm sorry I'm carrying you off into another tangent that we will have further discussion on, but I want to open it by saying we're basically still building homes the way we have 150 for 200 years. When is there going to be a breakthrough in the market where we use different, cheaper materials, build houses in a way that are going to be more, hold up to storms, which I think wind damage, we've come a long way, but then there's the flooding issue. Is there things you think where the building trade itself is going to finally change? Because, man, we're still a horse and buggy era.
I think that obviously on the wind issue, Hurricane Andrew set us on a path for us to start looking at, you know, how can we harden our homes? How can we build things better than we were? I think from that perspective, we've done a good job. If you look at, so in 2006 was one of the last times we made some really big updates to wind issues as it relates to building homes. Since 2006, if you go back and look through some actuarials and stuff, you'll see that most homes that were built after that have held up pretty well. Now, what's happening as we move forward, what I'm seeing is, number one, when you go to rebuild a home now on the coast, if you went to rebuild one now, you can't build one down on the ground, right? You have to build it up.
Right.
The second piece that we're doing is most people are putting blowout walls or doors or whatever it might be. Most people on the coast now, if they've built a new home with blowout, they just open the doors up and just let the water run. And that's another, just let it run through. Because if you try to stop it, it's just going to push
stuff
over.
I think Mexico Beach was a little bit of a learning.
It was a great learning curve. And so we're continuing to, you know, to find ways to do those things, find different materials to use as it relates to flood. And certainly we've had some, you know, obviously record surges from the last two hurricanes. We've had Helene and then this... The current hurricane we've had, Milton. So Milton wasn't quite as bad, but Helene really, really, and then Adelia certainly, you know. But I think moving forward that those are the things that are happening that will help us on the flood side. And so I do think that the industry is, you know, as we move forward, as we renew, I guess, it's going to be an entirely different look to how houses are built on the coast.
Yeah, you'll see occasionally where different materials are used, but I'd like to see some kind of, I don't know if you'd call it a breakthrough or whatever, where we can get, I mean, think about our, you know, great grandfathers. You're still building houses out of wood? What's wrong with you? Anyway, Second Amendment, very important to me, Greg, and our listeners. Would you be in favor of an open carry bill in Florida?
I would be, and I've supported everything, you know, anything like those types of bills that have come through the Florida House since I've been in the House. I've supported that. I'm going to say this. Somebody can fact check me, but I do think that currently I'm the only person running that has an A+ rating from the NRA.
Okay. Yeah. And look, and that's important.
There's other folks that have A's. Mine is A+. So.
But you've got our governor, and we love our governor, but you've got him running around talking about the free state of Florida. And then when I have, you know, our Gun Owners of America guy that comes on a regular basis,
sure.
And he says, well, you know, statistically, if you look at the states and the freedoms they allow in other states, we're like around 25th or 6th in some of these things. And people that go to Tallahassee, they talk a good game, and a lot of them are like so-called conservatives from South Florida, but they get real squishy on the open carry thing. So a lot of times it doesn't even make it out of committee.
Right.
So, but I feel like you gave us a good, strong answer.
Thank you.
All right. You're going to support it. Good. All right. And I will give you the final say on why people should vote for you for state senate, Stan McClain.
Sure. Thank you, Bob. And again, thanks for having me on today. You know, I think the issue... Again, I don't have an agenda of my own. I want to go represent the values and the people, you know, the people's values and standards that they have for the communities that I'm going to represent. And, you know, a lot of the battles that we've been through, I think, recently in the last several years have been ideological, right? You know, left, right, those types of things. But it doesn't mean that you can't still represent someone you have different ideological thought process with. It just means that if we get to an ideological conversation, I'm going to tell you where I come from ideologically, but as it relates to representing the needs and, you know, care, you know, doing those types of things, that's a universal issue. I still want to represent everyone and make sure that if they need a voice in Tallahassee, I'm going to be the voice that they can count on to do that.
We'll still protect like farmlands in Marion County.
Absolutely.
I know that's been a big
yep.
yeah okay
yep. so
all right Currently, State Representative Stan McClain running to be your candidate for State Senate District 9. Thanks for coming in the studio, making the drive. We hope see a lot more.
We will. You bet.
All right.
Thank you. Sounds good. Thanks.
It is 8:46. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And, well, we've got some trashy talk coming your way next on 97.3 The Sky.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.